Time you see on television, the wounded warriors they have going on television, you know, that you send money, and sometimes they have no arms and legs has been blown off and burnt. But there's so many problems they have, that scars that you cannot see for the battles that they have fought for us to have our freedom. I believe it was on Huckabee last night. I was watching television, and some of these veterans that comes home, comes back to the United States, can't even get no treatment to their government really don't treat them as they should treat them. Sometimes it's years, y'all most of you seen, before they get a treatment. That is a shame in the country that we're living in for what they gave. They gave their all for us to have freedom. And also it showed on the television on Huckabee that I believe it said that there's 22 vets that takes their life in suicide, I think, each day. 22 takes their life to come back. They cannot cope with the situation and the life they have here, and 22 a day kill themselves when they come back to the United States. And that's also a shame that they don't get the help that they need for giving what they gave for this country. I thought that was a very shock to me. But also, we're going to honor them today, as we have already, honor our great country for what it means to us, and, you know, to honor the living and the dead that's going to be with the Lord. Many a person have said goodbye to their loved ones at time of war, and they've shipped out to in some of the branch of the service, and never the more see their families or their husbands, their wife, their sons, and any of their loved ones again. I just want to say thank you. They gave their all to keep us free from without, and yet we're losing the war from within, and that is a great shame. As we move in our country to a secular country and also to a socialist country, I'm telling you, we're losing the battle each day. But I would like for you to read a verse. I'd like to read a verse of scripture too. You can turn if you want to. But Proverbs 14 and 34, righteousness exalt a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Righteousness exalt a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. I put a title on this, Tears for America, as I studied many hours what to say this morning, to come up with something. And I read the history. I read a lot of everything I could get my hands on, and I studied and I meditated. And about the only thing I could come up with was tears for our country. Tears for what we have allowed our country to get into. Tears for our country. Very few people are shedding tears for our country anymore. I do believe that America is a great nation, but I believe that America is sick. It is sick, and it may be on its deathbed. Does it need healing? Yes, by the hand of God. Are they hope for our country? Yes, but God is our only hope. Memorial Day. Remember this country. Remember the falling soldiers. Remember what it stands for. The problem, what we have, is we have forgot God. That is the biggest problem we have in our country. We have forgotten God. But I'm glad that I'm American. I'm glad I'm old-fashioned red blood flag a-waving America. Thank God that I'm proud to be America. I believe in the American dream because I believe it was placed in the hearts of our founding forefathers when the pilgrims came, seeking religious liberty and freedom that they gave us. But also as a Mayflower compact, it was in the name of God and the purpose of this, for the glory of God, it says, for the advancement of the Christian faith. As I read a lot about the Declaration of Independence, in this we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights. All men are created. There was no evolution when this was penned. They did not believe in evolution as we have today. Created by the Heavenly Father. All men are created. God gave us as human beings in this country certain rights. The government have not given us those rights. The government here is to protect those rights that God has given us. The nation of the United States is rooted in the belief of God. The United States is a great and most wonderful country because of our Christian heritage, what God has given us through our forefathers, the tears for America, the rises that exalt a nation, or exaltation of a nation. People gets the kind of government that they usually deserve. If we want to know what's really wrong with our country, all we have to do is look in the mirror, because we are the country. We are the power of the government, and it is our problem that we're having today, because we are trying to get the government to do something it was never designed to do. Over in Britain, I was reading that how that they had a great fast interstate or railroad, a fast speeding railroad in Britain. But they was having problems with birds hitting the windshield and coming through the windshield. They didn't know what to do about this, trying to make a windshield strong enough protection, but they didn't have any way to test the windshield. But they heard that the airlines had a cannon that they test their windshield with when birds hit their windshield. And so they would shoot these birds at these windshields. So the railroad borrowed this windshield to test the windshield of the locomotive. They got their chicken, and they would shoot these chickens at the windshield. So they went out and they got their ammunition. But when the railroad shot this cannon, it went through the windshield, tore up the locomotive seat, and destroyed the electrical box back of the locomotive. The railroad was very unsatisfied with this, and they asked the airline what was the problem. The airline says, no problem. The next time that you load the cannon, do not get frozen chickens. The cannon is not designed to fire frozen chickens. Well, that may be kind of a joke today, but I'm telling you, we're trying to make our Constitution and our government to do something it was not designed to do. Proverbs, again, as we read this, righteous exalt a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Righteousness and liberty are interwoven together. You can't have liberty without having righteousness. Righteousness is a living responsibility under God. Responsibility is inseparable with our right and our relationship with God. You know, a baby has no responsibility. They don't have responsibility to pay the light bill. Baby don't have no responsibility to buy groceries. They don't even have responsibility to get their clothes changed. But a baby does not have any liberty. As we know today, as a baby don't know where it might sleep, don't have any freedom of where it might sleep, don't have the freedom to chew between applesauce and beets that it might be eat, it has no liberty and it has no responsibility. But as a child grows in your home, as that baby grows, you begin to give that child more liberty. Liberty, it might one day say, Dad, I need the keys of the car. You give that child more liberty as it grows in your home. And with more liberty, it gives more responsibility. More responsibility, you give more liberty as a child moves on. It's interwoven together, liberty and responsibility. But when a person gets in their life to where they no longer have the responsibility, they will no longer have liberty because there's a jail cell waiting for them. When they don't have the responsibility, the liberty is tucked away. You see, they don't have the liberty to turn out the lights and no responsibility to turn out the lights. No responsibility when they're going to eat and what they're going to eat. They have no liberty. They don't have the liberty to unlock a door. And what's true to individuals is also true to our nation and to any nation that forgets God. When we lose our responsibility and our character, we lose righteousness, and the loss of that, there grows the government bigger and bigger to try to take care of us. What we need in our country is a revival. Most of the great blessings that we're blessed with today come out of what we call the Great Awakening, a great revival across this nation. in 1740 to 1770 was called the Great Awakening by mighty great preachers of the Word of God preached across this nation, and this whole nation become revived out of this great revival. And out of this great revival, righteousness, and it exalted this nation. And we become an industrial nation, and we made machinery, and we made all kinds of industrial things. And we grew this nation bigger and better than any other nation in the world because of the great awakening, of the great revival. Real liberty always comes from within. We had the responsibility, we had this liberty, and that great revival, it was responsibility that come within. Real liberty, what it does today, we ought to understand liberty takes policemen off the corner of the streets and puts them in our heart. And what has happened today in our country is a policeman has been took out of our heart and put back on the corner of the streets. Listen to me. The less God rules in our heart as a nation, as an individual person, the more control that we must have from without, from our police, because of our hearts. A great example of this is in our school system today. No more Bible. There's no more prayer and no more Ten Commandments. But they're asking for the police to police our schools across our land. Because the less we have ruling in the hearts of the children, the more police that we'll need in the halls of our schools. Take God away. Take the Bible away. And the same thing is true across our nation. To take God away from everything. To get God out of the hearts of the American people. And then we'll have what? Chaos in this country. And we're leading to this all the time. Divine providence and divine protection come from revival and wealth, not our military strength. Today, Jeremiah prophesied to the nation of Israel, and it says in 40 and 41 of that great book, God says, and they got away from God, and their great military, he says, I'll make their soldiers like women. Meaning, this is a verse to let you understand what they're doing today in our military. Women is not supposed to be in the fighting force. He says, I'll make their soldiers like women. That means the judgment of Israel. It means that I will take away their strength from their military. That's what's going to happen in our country. I will take away their strength. I'll make their soldiers like women. Women was not made for combat. In our country, they're wondering all the time, what in the world is happening to our military with all the sexual problems they're having? It would really take a great scientist to try to figure that out, wouldn't it? Putting women where they should not be putting them. Liberty and character are interwoven. Liberty and responsibility, character is assumed. It says again in that great verse of Scripture, righteous exalt a nation, but sin is reproach to any people. Yes, the reproach, that is deterioration of a nation. The sin, that's a deterioration of this country. The United States has a great dream, but I'm going to tell you, our dream has been dissolved because of sin in our country. The Civil War, World War I, and World War II, we did not know how to thank God and praise God for giving us the victory over these wars. We wanted more government without self-control. And answer, we got more government and less self-control. Delinquish more responsibility to the government. As character diminishes, we lose our liberty and we give more power to our government. Today, the erosion of character, sexual perversion, abortion, homosexuality, the breakup of family, obsession with material, craving for pleasures, sex, and drugs. And the United States wants the government to provide more for us. The government cannot give anybody anything that it first don't take away from someone else. We have a great unemployment. There's a lot of people today has their hand out. A person that's able to work should be working. Everyone. I don't know who it is, but I know what the government is trying to do with this. If you want to catch a wild animal, you start baiting that wild animal with food. You bait that wild hog. You get a little bit of corn out today, a little bit of corn out tomorrow. Then you gradually build that pen and that fence. For long, that hog won't pay no attention. Go right on in that pen, and that gate will be closed. The same thing the government is saying to the American people. I'll give you food, I'll give you everything, but I will control you. Anybody or anything depends on the food, that person can control it. Our government and leadership this day. The government only gives what it takes away from someone else. We are blessed in this country, yes. We are greatly blessed. But let me tell you, we are enjoying right now, in this generation, we are enjoying what the residue of the blessings of our forefathers have left us. Just the residue of it. We're in the shadow of an age that's fastly receding over the horizon. Just a little bit of the residue is all that we're enjoying today. Yes, we're blessed. Most of us can remember whenever mama or grandmother made a cake in the house. You kids don't know what this is all about because they weren't the freedom to have all this luxury food that you have today and sweets and drinks. But once in a while, there'd be a cake made in the house. And I can remember whenever I was small, when that cake was made, I would get a little bit of the residue. I would get the scrapings of the bowl with my fingers. You know, and that hand beater, I might get to lick off the beater. Or maybe a meringue pie was made, and you get to wipe your fingers around that meringue. I was getting the residue. Carry it back a little bit further. A lot of us know what Grinding King is. Some of us know what Grinding King's all about. You young don't know what that is, Grinding King, to make syrup. But when you done that, you would grind it and boil that syrup, and it would just about get ready to take up, and around the edge of that boiler would be what they call dog candy. And you'd get to scrape the residue from around that boiler and eat that dog candy. I want to tell you what we're experiencing, the life that you're living right now, is a residue of what our forefathers have left us because we've got away from God and we don't get the boiler of syrup, nor do we get the whole pie or cake because God's not going to give it to us. And all that we're benefits today is just a little bit of the residue. And I'm going to tell you what, as I said, it's fastly receding over the horizon in a hurry that we won't even have the residue if it keeps going like it's going. What happened? The loss of freedom and of liberty that we do not understand is passing us every day. A teacher in a nursery school was teaching her little children about the patriotism that they should have and thanking God for all the great things that God had given this country. And she is saying, well, all of us ought to be thankful because all of us are free. And a little boy from the back come up and he says, teacher, I'm not free, I'm for. You know, a lot of people do not understand the freedom that we have today and what the freedom meant. The little boy didn't understand that. And I tell you, I believe there's a lot of people today that do not understand the freedom because we are abusing it so. As you see them as they burn flags, it makes me sick. And they demonstrate on the streets against the people that's over there at war. When hundreds of thousands of our men and women have left the shores of this country, you see, and went to another country repeatedly. And many of them did not come back. And all there was asked for enough dirt to be buried in. The ACLU. That's against God. It's took Bibles out of the school because we allowed them to do so. If you want to know, I'll tell you the party and all that brought this into view. And that is the party of the Democrat Party in our country. Established the ACLU and keeps the Bibles out of schools. And they're suing everybody they can. Now they are a rich, mighty force in this country to beat down God every way they can. Another thing, what's happened in our country is freedom, that the middle class is disappearing. Most of us are middle class, and we're disappearing for long that our kids and our grandkids are not going to know the middle class in this country that we're living in if we keep going in this direction. The Constitution of government to provide for the common defense and promote general welfare and not provide welfare. The government was never to provide the welfare of the people, but for the defense. It says in 2 Thessalonians 3:10, "For even when we were with you," Paul says, "this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat." That would take care of half of our unemployment this day. Half, or probably more. Food stamps, welfare, handout, and it's growing all the time. We should help the people that cannot help themselves. Regardless of all these areas, where the food stamps, well, whatever it might be, we need to help them. What Paul says, the Bible says, "I did not say this. If they don't work, neither shall they eat." They'll find their own job. In just a few years back, you can look and see when people was willing to work. If they couldn't get a job making $20 an hour, they'll take a job for $10 an hour. If they couldn't get a job for $10 an hour, they'll take a job for $5 an hour. If they couldn't get a job for $5 an hour, they'll take a job for $2 an hour. Let me work. But now they say, let me. And reason they don't, because the government will give them more money than they can make when they're out working. I'm not saying this. This is facts, this is truth, and it says this is of God. When people see the government in our country as a milk cow to be milked rather than a watchdog to be fed, we are in great danger of what this country is coming to. And that's where we at here this day. Government, subsidize anything the government subsidizes, it will control. The great thing is our education. It will control, and it does control our education. It wants to control our education without God. And I could go into this all morning long and tell you what I've read about our education system. But as I move along a little quicker, the revival, what can we do about this revival that is the restoration of a nation? What can we do about this? When it says Proverbs, "The righteous exalt a nation, but sin is reproach to any people." We need to take America back. We need to take America back. Matthew 5:13 says, "Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost its flavor, wherein shall it be salted? It is therefore good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of man." I'm going to tell you what this country is doing, and we are allowing it. They are trotting over the church and over the Christian people of our country, and we're sitting back and we're allowing it because we don't have the flavor that we should have, and we're not the salt that we should be in the country that we're living in this day. Proverbs 29:2 says, "When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn." I'm going to tell you, our country mourning today for such thing as we have allowed to sit upon the White House throne of our country, and all the leaders and all supporters of this thing that we're called a president and all his followers. We're mourning today. Tears for America. Where's the tears for America that I'm talking about this hour? Most of the time they fall on deaf ears and people's not concerned. The Christian today should fill up every church Memorial Day to know what God has done for this country and look back. Where's God's people at today? A generation to come and America tomorrow. What's it going to be? They have forgot about God. There should be some tears flow today because they have forgot about God's church. They have forgot about and abandoned God himself. That's what's wrong with our country this day. You cannot separate Jesus Christ from his church. And people that say that they're saved, I'm going to tell you, their relationship to their church is their relationship to their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is a commitment to the Lord, not forsake your assembling yourself together at the house of God. And I'm going to tell you, your commitment to Jesus Christ is your commitment to your local church. And the greatest thing any mother and father can do for their children, their grandchildren, right on, is make sure that they go to the house of God, pick up their sword, and they begin to fight. Right here at this church, you need to be here and be able to get what you need to fight with, the Word of God. We need a revival. We need to review our history to start with. They tell us now that, you know, that this country was not founded on Christianity. We need to review our history and let your kids know, understand. Do you feel more secure today than you did 20 years ago or 10 years ago? Where are we going in this country? There's a psalm that you need to go home and read, and you look like that God is reading this right straight to our country, which He is. This is not what God has said. This is what God is saying. He has said to the nation of Israel, they went into bondage and captivity to Syria and also in the Babylonian Empire. This nation is going into captivity. We're already under the taskmasters of a mighty force, and that is a force against God today. Psalm 78 and 1, Israel had defied the land, they denied the Lord, and they disobeyed the law. And it says the same thing's going to happen in this country. Israel, look back, and I beg you today, the tears for America, for us to look back and review our history that our forefathers has taught us, the history that you ought to teach your children today. And it says there in verse 1, give ear, O people, to my law, incline your ear to the word of my mouth, God speaking. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and the fathers have told us. We will not hide them from our children. We will tell our children. We won't hide these things from our children, showing to the generation to come the praise of God. Where is the praise that this generation should be praising God? Where is the church that should be ringing full this day of praising God? But they're hiding these things from the younger generation that's bringing up this day. God said, and His strength and His wonderful works that He's done. And let people know what God has done for me. We think that we've done this for our own self in this country, but God done this. Everything you have is of God today. God gave it to you. You wouldn't have nothing without God. Psalm, it says there in verse 5, for He have established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which He commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children. We are the reason why we do not establish the great testimony of God that we need to show our children. You people are not setting the example that they're not coming to the house of God. They're not serving and worshiping God like they ought to, and they're not setting the right example for their children. They're not telling them the things and what's happening to that generation. It says there in verse 6 that the generation to come, that is your kids and your grandkids and your great-grandkids, that they might know them, even the children which should be born, who shall rise and declare them to their children also, the children after the children. They keep going on and going on. I'm telling you that you need to look back and see where our roots come from. It is this nation. Any mother and father wants to do anything for their child, they ought to worship God more than they've ever worshiped Him before. They ought to make their testimony sure and know that Jesus Christ is that great God He claims to be in their life. Grandparents today and great-grandparents today, I'm going to tell you, you're setting the example for your kids and your grandkids and your great-grandkids, and for that generation to keep going. They ought to know where they ought to be at on the house of God at the day that we worship Jesus Christ today. Mother and fathers, woe, if you will not teach your kids the things that I'm speaking of right now, this world will teach them. MTV will teach them. HBO will teach them. The modern computer and the internet will teach them. The humanists will teach them. The culture war we have in this country will teach them. The schools today is the arena of the conflict between the old and the new. The old Christianity, the old corpse of Christianity is rotting away. And then we have this new faith called humanism. If you don't know what humanism is, it sounds good, but it is humanism, what man can do without God in our school system today. This is where it great's going to be fought out, is in our school system. They talk a lot about education. They're educating our kids today in all the schools because they want to educate them away from God, that where man is doing this and not God. Praise God for our school teachers at this church, the Christian school teacher we have at this church, and all the Christian school teachers we have in our school system across our land. But the greatest force we have is against our kids, because Hitler said the same thing. If he'll take these kids at a young age, he'll teach them anything he wants to teach them. And I'm going to tell you what he done. He destroyed a whole nation because he taught them in a younger age that, you know what, it was man and not God. And that's what's going on this day. Christianity. Psalms 7 through 11, and I mean Psalms, the same verse, I mean same Psalms 78. They might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep His commandment. And might not be their father, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set their hearts aright and whose spirit will not stand fast with God. The children of Ephraim being armed and carried bows and turned back in a day of battle. We're turning back today. and they kept not the covenant of God and refused to walk in His laws. We're refusing to walk in the laws of God and forgot His works and His wonders that He should show them. I'm telling you, that's what we're doing today. We're just forgetting that. We need to renew our memory. We need to renew our memory, as I just read these verses of scriptures. Because America is provoking God. It says there in verse 17, and they turned yet more against Him by provoking the Most High in the wilderness. You know what we're doing in this country? We're provoking God to judge us in this country. Preacher, that's rough, isn't it? But I'm going to tell you what, whether you like it or not, it's the truth. We are provoking God to bring judgment upon this country. And I'm telling you, judgment is already here. And we're going to feel the after effects of this because of lust of the flesh and the lure of this world. Verse 17 and on 18. And they tempted God in the hearts by asking meat for their lust. Yea, they spoke against God. They said, God can furnish us table in the wilderness. Behold, He smote the rock that the water gushed out and the streams overflowed. Can He give bread also? Can He provide flesh for His people? Have God done this for you? How about when they want no Social Security? How about when they want no welfare? How about when they want no government takeover? God provided for the people then, and I'll tell you, He'll provide for the people today if we cut this nonsense out and get back to where we ought to be with God. 40 and 42 it says, how often did they provoke Him in the wilderness and grieve Him in the desert? Yea, they turn back and tempted God and limit Holy One of Israel. They remember not His hands, nor the day when He delivered them from the enemy. Does that sound like the United States? That word there, horizon. The horizon, what it means, limited God. You ever been up in the mountains and claiming dawn, got up in that thing, you looked around all over the place, and your horizon you can see from all over. Well, that's what it's talking about. God, you stay right here in this horizon and you don't get out of it. They limited the horizon of God. And you know what? We've done the same thing today. God, you stay in this circle. Don't be messing with our government. Stay out of our government. Stay out of our schools. Stay out of our life. And most of the time, stay out of our church, because that is the limited horizon that we have today. The lies of the devil. In verse 58 on down to 61, for they provoked Him to anger with their high places, and moved Him to jealousy with their graven images. When God heard this, He was wroth and greatly honored Israel, so that He forsook the tabernacle of Shiloh, the tent which He placed among them, and delivered His strength unto the captivity. That means the approaching enemy had come. The Syrians and the Babylonian Empire, under Daniel, as we've been in on Sunday morning, He gave them the power over the nation Israel and His glory unto the enemy's hand, that they might bring that nation Israel down. Why? Because of the things that I've just read you this hour. We must reclaim our legacy today. What about the generation to come and about the United States tomorrow? How about it? Are there tears for America today? I'm going to tell you, they should be. We sung these songs. We pledge allegiance to the flag. But I'm going to tell you, a lot of times people's hearts far from serving the living God. Where is God's people at? If we come with a song of invitation this hour. God, I want to thank You for this America. God, I want to thank You for being good. But you know what? We have forgot God's blessings. We forgot about what God's done. It's His miracles. It's His working hand. It's His power that made us great and keeps us great. But, oh, Lord, if we keep going in this direction, I know that You don't have any choice, God. But I'm going to tell you, I know where it can start. It can start right here. We need a revival. We need a revival across this land. I don't know if we'll ever have it in this country again. We need a revival in this community. Y'all agree with me? We need a revival in this church. I'm going to tell you, the home today need revival because there's not even a representative here this day. Many a person that claims to know Jesus Christ, our homes are not even represented here today. Do you think people need a revival in their homes? But I'm going to bring it down, right on down. I'm going to zero it in. This person here needs a revival. This person needs a revival. And I don't know if we couldn't all say amen to that. And if this person has revival, nobody else may not, but this person, everybody, it'll make a difference to me. It'll make a difference to God. Now we stand and sing our hymn this hour.
Jesus, keep me near the cross.
Thank You, Lord.